Tim Rivers reveals the tragedy still facing pardoned J6 prisoners. While many Americans believe the January 6th story is behind us, Tim Rivers returns to set the record straight, and what he shares will both shock and stir the soul. The pardons granted by President Trump may have freed patriots from their prison cells, but they did not restore their lives. According to Rivers, the struggle continues in profound and painful ways for many who risked everything for liberty. Scripture reminds us that truth and justice are not optional for God's people. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. Proverbs chapter 31 verses 8-9. Rivers, retired Fortune 100 IT executive, veteran advocate, and founder of the American Gulag Chronicles, shares what he witnessed firsthand as men emerged from federal lockup into uncertainty. Crash landing into liberty is how he describes it, and that crash is ongoing. He also stresses that many of these patriots urgently need help, practical, legal, and financial, to rebuild their lives. Watch the full interview with Tim Rivers on YouTube. Stripped of livelihood, liberty, and dignity. Even with pardons, many J6ers are re-entering society without jobs, homes, or intact families. Some have lost spouses, been blacklisted, and are battling depression or suicidal despair. Advocacy networks are overwhelmed with requests, housing aid, legal help, basic transportation. Meanwhile, donors have faded, wrongly believing the fight is over. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. They never received due process. Rivers insists that most of the nearly 1,700 prosecuted were not violent. None of them received a fair trial, he states, encouraging Americans to see the evidence for themselves at sites like StopHate.com and OpenINCJ6. Through projects like the upcoming J6 testimony panels and a digital archive initiative, Rivers is working to bring uncensored truth to the public. The books that bear witness. What started with a single letter of encouragement has grown into 3 volumes documenting the voices of imprisoned patriots. The American Gulag Chronicles series contains original letters from inmates describing torture, lost faith in justice, and the spiritual fortitude it took to survive. The third book, The Road to Freedom, covers their final days before release, grassroots justice when institutions fail. With Congress slow to act, Rivers and allies are building a nationwide database of testimonies, video footage, court documents, and judge exposés, bypassing gatekeepers to let the public decide. Their mission? Equip Americans to crowdsource justice and expose the narrative that has demonized constitutional conservatives. Key takeaways. Many pardoned J6ers are homeless, jobless, and forgotten, still fighting to rebuild their lives. Most never received a fair trial or due process. A grassroots truth and justice movement is stepping in where Congress refuses. The American Gulag Chronicles preserves firsthand letters from imprisoned patriots. Upcoming digital archive and video panels aim to awaken public consciousness ahead of 2026 elections. Help restore the lives of America's forgotten patriots. Tim Rivers and his nonprofit are working tirelessly to meet urgent needs, shelter, food, transportation, legal aid, for those unjustly targeted and still struggling. Your support makes a direct impact. Support and purchase the books. Letters from Prison, U.S. Donate to advocacy projects. Visit Tim's platform https://j6patriotnews.com/author/furiousdom2022 or reach out via social, @furiousdom, to contribute. Find Gary Binford and Tim Rivers online. Gary Binford on the Virginia Christian Alliance. Gary Binford YouTube, @GaryBinford1969. Gary's podcast archive, United Patriots Uprising, Gary on social media, X, @Gary_Binford Facebook, United Patriots Uprising with Gary Binford Truth Social, @GaryBinford. Tim Rivers' work and J6 links. Website, Letters from Prison, U.S. video interviews, WTR55 on Rumble J6 Patriot News. Didn't do nothing. It's not just a slogan, it's a moral stand. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. James chapter 4 verse 17, silence in the face of injustice is complicity. Support truth. Stand for liberty.